Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Anne. Can you hear me okay?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you loads better now. I don't think it's our end. I think it may be possibly a signal on your end, okay. So if it does, basically when you're speaking, you're kind of coming across like very robotic. So what I'll do, I'll give you a call.
My daughter complains of that.
Don't worry about it, honestly, Anne, it's fine. I can hear you perfectly fine now, that's the main thing, okay? So our administration team have now sent you an authorization email through. Now, it's a click-signed document to state that you're happy with one of the solicitors to contact you, okay? Are you able to go onto your email for me to see if you've received that?
I've got both of them.
Oh, brilliant, so that's fine. Yep, so are you okay to click on your email for me while we're on the phone? Is that okay?
Right, hold on.
Yep, take your time. I'll talk you through it if need be. So it's just a click signed document. So once you click on there, there'll be an authorization button. And once you scroll down, it'll require a signature. And then underneath that, it will say execute all documents.
Right. Is it document one, part three, CFA, know that?
Yeah, so you click on that and then it'll say open and then there should be a button that says sign here.
It's got execute all documents?
Yeah, that's the one. Once you put a squiggle with your hand there, you just press the execute all documents and it should say completed.
Okay. Completed.
Let's have a quick look, Aaron. Yep, I can see that's been done. Brilliant stuff. Okay. So next is, if you go onto your WhatsApp message, it requires for you to upload one form of ID. Do you have a bus pass or a driving license or a passport?
A bus pass.
Yep. A bus pass, yeah. You can use that as a form of ID. So if you take a picture of your bus pass on that WhatsApp message, so when you click on the WhatsApp message, it says type message, and then next to that there is a little camera icon Logan.
Right. And I've got it.
And it should open up the camera.
So it's hi, James.
Yep.
We require a picture of ID.
Yep, and a proof of address letter. Brilliant stuff. So where you can type a message, there should be a little camera logo. Once you click on that camera icon logo, yeah, it'll bring up your camera. Now, with your ID, it has to be your ID separate and then a proof of address letter that's dated within the last 3 months. If you can send them through while we're on the phone, now I can get everything completed for you.
My bus pass.
It's okay, no problem at all. If you need any help, just let me know. Are you stuck there, Anne?
I'm just taking a picture.
All right, no problem at all. That's fine. Once it comes through, I can see that's come through perfect. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to download that now and I'll attach that to your case file, okay?
You want a...
Yeah, so it's just any letter that's dated within the last 3 months. And that goes down as a proof of address.
Yeah,
You can just bear with me.
Yeah, of course I can, that's no problem at all. Take your time. Your ID that's coming through, that's perfectly fine. I've uploaded that to your account now.
Oh, what are you
signing
for?
Got a key tracking thing with my name on it. Would that do it?
Yeah, as long as it's got your name and address on there, it's not a problem at all. You just need to take a picture of the full letter itself. So, like all four corners will have to be in the full on the letter. Say that again, sorry.
Send that and see what you think.
Oh no, so that's not a letter, unfortunately, that's from a parcel.
Hold on.
So it'll have to be from like an actual letter headed. Is that okay?
Hold on. Check. That any good?
Yeah, so that letter is perfect, Anne. Are you okay to take a picture of the full page?
Okay.
It's just it has to be open, it has to be a full page to prove your address.
Fine.
That's all it is.
Fine.
Really, yeah, that's perfectly fine. So I'm going to attach that now. To your case file. So that's your ID and proof of address, everything completed and okay. So what's going to happen, as I've mentioned, my name is James Thompson, I'm your case handler. If you've got any problems or questions throughout the whole process, you can contact me back on this number, okay? What's going to happen now moving forward, the solicitors will contact you in around about 7 to 14 days, and they will let you know exactly what's going to happen moving forward in regards to your case. They'll also let you know how much they're going to go in for in regards to compensation and how long it's going to take, okay?
Fine, that's fine. As I say, I've waited 60-odd years.
Can imagine. Like, with the compensation there, it's not really to heal any scars. It's more there to try and give you a bit of a brighter future, okay?
Yeah, as I say, I've worked on my days and I've had to deal with all the back issues I've had to them.
Of course.
So, yeah.
Of course. So in regards to the statement as well, so with a statement, when the solicitors do elaborate on your statement, you can add to that or you can take anything away that doesn't match, all right? What I will make you aware of as well, I do need to read this small script before you go, okay? So there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government's legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can instruct under a private agreement. Okay. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. So if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. All right. So basically what that means is that the solicitors will be going in to the maximum amount possible for you. All right.
Okay. That's absolutely
really
fantastic.
No problem at all. Enjoy the rest of your week. And what we'll do.
Well,
you
have a good day.
The solicitors. Okay. Cheers.
You have a good time.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.